Hello, 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 and welcome to Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
And we're going to be covering Season 1, Episode 3 of The Umbrella Academy, Extraordinary, and Season 1, Episode 4, Man on the Moon.
Yes. And we have our usual disclaimers today, which include that there's going to be cursing, because there is, that there will be spoilers most likely, and that we are having things to drink. What are you having to drink, Natalie?
I'm having a Rossini cocktail, which is strawberry mix and champagne, or Prosecco in this case.
Excellent choice. I am having, because we have Man on the Moon as an episode, I am having a Moonwalk cocktail, which comes out of the physical book. That would be F-I-Z-Z-I-C-A-L, which was a gift from your Aunt Barbara sometime back, because she knows I love sparkly things. Yeah, she knows I love sparkly things, and anything with sparkling wine. It's an excellent resource if you're a sparkling wine person, which
Sorry,
I am.
Sorry, that was me opening a can.
Because that's what she does. But mine has sugar cube in the bottom, Grand Marnier, sparkling wine, in this case, Prosecco, because that's what we have, and a little bit of orange bitters. And it is lovely.
It does sound lovely. Mm. Okay. Sure. You're going to need to talk then.
All right, so I'm talking. So we're going to start with Season 1, Episode 3, Extraordinary.
I did not like that.
Oh, sad.
I don't like bitters.
Anyway, so it starts 5 years ago. So we have a timeline, obviously, that's established in the Umbrella Academy, which is considered the main timeline. And in the 5 years ago timeline, we still have Vanya. And she is walking down the street and she sees a bunch of Umbrella Academy comic books, which are based on her brothers and sisters and things like that.
But not on her.
Because she's not a part of it, really. She's not really part of it. So she starts writing her book. She goes home and takes out a typewriter and starts writing her book, which is entitled, as we find out later, Extraordinary. We have a montage. They talk about how after Ben died, they were not real family. I should say we see everybody reading the book in the montage. So this includes Klaus with Ben reading over his shoulder, like,
I can't believe she said that.
It's like, so oh my funny. God. And then you got the reaction shots, like all these people having reactions to it. And everyone's a little bit disgusted or upset.
At present, she shows up late to an orchestra rehearsal. Vanya is jealous of the first chair violinist because she's very talented and she showed up on time.
Surprise.
Luther and Allison watched the clip of Reginald dying, which is the one they were watching at the end of the last episode. And that, well, that Allison saw and showed Luther. And they're watching a clip of Reginald dying and Grace, their mother, walking away, like, basically not even caring.
Right. He's, like, collapsing on the bed. And it's a little hard to tell what may have occurred before that, but they begin to suspect that maybe he was poisoned.
Yes. They're concerned that their mother might have done something to him. They ask her if she saw him that night, and she says she doesn't remember.
Even though she can recite with incredible accuracy.
Like the weather, the times, when like the sunrise was, and what dinner was. Diego goes to the department store, whatever it was.
Gimbel's. Which was where Five had the shootout with the bad guys.
And Eudora is upset that he's there, but she kind of gets over it. The bullets at the scene haven't been made since 1963. She mentions the dead auto mechanic.
Right, because there were bullets from his death that were from 1963. So we have two sets of bullets, two sets of forensic evidence that are out of the timeline. So you got a 1938 one that is at the donut shop, mm-hmm. and you have 1963 ones, both with the tow truck driver and at Gimbel's.
She also mentions that witnesses saw the Hazel and Cha-Cha fleeing with their masks on. Diego teases her about their past and how she used to like leather.
because of course she makes fun of his suit and he's like, this is leather, you used to like this.
Yeah. Then we go back over to Vanya, who talks to the first violin and congratulates her on doing a good job, and the violinist is like really rude about her being third chair and being like, if you're not really passionate about this, you just shouldn't do it.
Yeah. Well, she also uses a phrase like, where is it? Come on.
You should have been keeping track.
Well, now we're talking. So what she says is, if you're going to play like a scared 13-year-old, you really shouldn't be doing this anymore. And of course, that is a lot of what we have seen with Vanya. She is extremely insecure. She is extremely cautious and shy. And she does act much like, kind of like five. She looks younger than her age. All of those things. So that,
well, not much like that, five, but
well, no, five looks like super young for his age. But you can see that that really hurts her because she knows that that's true.
Mm-hmm. Well, she takes her meds, and then Cha-Cha and Hazel talk about there being beauty in the mundane. And
oh, this is part of what's so weird. Like Cha-Cha, and again, this performance is fabulous by Mary J. Blige. She burns her arm with a curling iron.
To cauterize her wound.
Oh, is that what she was doing?
I'm pretty sure that's like what she was doing.
Like branding herself or something.
No, she was cauterizing the wound that she got in the department store.
Okay, so, but it's still badass either way.
Yeah, she's cool. They are sent a message from the boss saying that they will get a pay reduction every day. The job is incomplete. But then Five sneaks out of the mansion while Klaus is searching the dumpster for the priceless stuff from the box. He eats a dumpster donut.
Klaus is bored.
And as Five is leaving, he's just like, I really don't care about you, Klaus. And he's leaving. And then Klaus yells from the dumpster, I love you, even if you can't love yourself.
Yeah, there's so many throwaway things. Like with the Hazel and Cha-Cha thing, they get this note from their employers in a pneumatic tube that's in their shower. Like, how the fuck did that magically appear?
I mean, magic.
Exactly. But Klaus is just so funny.
And then Five stakes out the eye doctor. He takes out Dolores and starts talking with her like she can reply. He's like a schizophrenic. Or like an imaginary friend kind of thing. Luther and Allison talk about how they left their mom alone for 13 years with Reginald, and that was no wonder she's so messed up. If she was kind of justified in what she did, if that was the case. He asks about Claire, her daughter, Allison's daughter, but she doesn't want to talk about it, even though they decided to be honest with each other and would always be. Has to do therapy before she can have visitations. Allison used her powers on Claire to calm her down many times and feels very guilty.
Right, because when she was three, like, you know, kids have temper tantrums. She didn't know how to deal with it. And she, the way she justified it to herself is like, well, any parent who had this power would use it. Mm-hmm. So I'm being a better parent because I have this power and I'm using it on my child, except, you know, that level of manipulation.
No, it's manipulating your daughter.
It's terrible.
And she used it all her life, and she's realizing that most of her life was a lie, and she didn't really get to accomplish anything on her own.
Well, something, you know, here then it brings up philosophical questions. Like, it is manipulating people. It is telling people something, you know, to exert influence or whatever. It is what you get back to you automatically a lie, then, even if you don't have a superpower.
Do the ends justify the means?
Well, no. What I'm saying is that your reality is still that, whether or not we all exert influence on the world around us, right? And what we get back is what we get back. That does not mean that it's not real or genuine. Like, people love you because you have whatever influence on them or whatever.
I think it's different for her because it's manufactured almost. Mm-hmm. And she thinks it is. I think what she's saying is that she didn't really accomplish anything on her own, and like, she got a lot of the film roles that she got, or at least I'm assuming early on, at least, by hearing a rumor about, oh, I got this part, or well, I mean, whatever.
She may have manipulated her parents.
Entirely possible that she manipulated everybody.
But everybody does, and I think that her trying to make it different because she has a superpower is probably a little inaccurate.
What do you mean inaccurate?
Her influence might have been greater, but that doesn't mean that it's fake.
And she calls it fake. I think she's just feeling guilty. Yes. Anyway, whatever. Bonnie goes to Leo. Leonard's. Oh, I wrote Leo.
I did just not want guy because I don't like
it. Well, first of all, what Allison's doing is she's starting over, trying not to use her powers anymore. Vanya goes over to Leonard's shop. He shows her the figurines he made as a kid.
Now I want to point this out. Like, he called it a wood shop. Like, he just has wood. It's actually an antique store, and he has kind of a wood shop in the back. But I'm sorry. Yes, he makes toys. Go ahead.
He shows her one of a girl playing the violin that he made the night before and gives it to her. She is warming up to him. He asks her out to dinner and she says yes. This is not referenced at all later on in this episode that she said yes to dinner. So, yeah. And she does not go to dinner with him.
She doesn't, because Allison appears. Allison... he recognizes Allison as an actress. They talk about, he doesn't like the Beatles, which I wrote down because, oh my gosh, what on earth? But Allison says that they're having a family meeting. And what Vanya says is she needs to take a rain check on dinner. Allison apologizes to Vanya after. She's like, I'm not really not good at this sister thing. And then we switch over to Five, who has the eye. And he's in the car and he's like flashing forward to all the destruction. It might be a dream. But
yeah, I think it's a nightmare or daymare,
or something like that. But he flashes forward to all the destruction. And while he's having this flash forward, Luther shows up. And he can't fit in the car.
Because he's huge.
Because he's huge.
If anyone needs a scale for that, like, he's so huge.
He is. He's huge. And so Luther's trying to explain, like, what's going on. And they realize that Klaus is in the back of this van with Dolores. And it's upsetting Five. And they call a meeting.
Like, he's fake making out with
He's her. Fake making out with Dolores because Klaus. And he's so funny. But they point out, hey, we need to call this family meeting. We've got this mom thing going on. And Klaus says something. He's just like Mr. Non Sequitur. He just like says whatever.
Klaus says,
am I dismissed?
No. Klaus, before that, Klaus says, did I ever tell you guys about the time I waxed my ass with chocolate pudding?
Yes. Like, geez,
they kick him out and to have a serious conversation. Luther says Five thinks he's better than them but they're all that he has. So you need to cut that out.
He says, you thought you were better than us even when we were kids. And Five Klaus says, I love this. He says, I know I'm better than you.
I don't think it. I know it. And Klaus, meanwhile, is robbing a convenience store and running around.
I came back to save you guys and now I'm rethinking it.
Yeah, he robs a convenience store and runs from a cop. Later, elsewhere, Hazel goes to dinner to eat a donut and talk. And sorry, goes to the diner to eat a donut and talks to the waitress named Agnes about how she makes them. He flirts with her. Chacha comes in and they ask about Five. Agnes mentions Five's umbrella tattoo and so they figure out that he's a part of the Umbrella Academy.
Oh, hang on. I do want to point out that in this, you see a real change in demeanor between how Hazel behaves when Cha-Cha's not around and what happens when Cha-Cha comes in. He's suddenly like all serious. And this is going to come up over and over. Yes. Like how Hazel is different from Cha-Cha.
Yes. Then the siblings show, Allison and Luther show the siblings the tape of Reginald Dime. Diego points out that their mom took Reggie's monocle and says he took it after the funeral. And they're like, why didn't you just say that? And he's like, well, you kind of thought I did it, so fuck you.
Well, but he also says, because I wanted to prevent this. Like, you would automatically think mom had something to do with it.
Yeah.
And so and they have this discussion about whether or not they need to, like, shut her down. Or review her or something like that. And so they have the vote. And Vanya and Diego agree on, nope, you don't shut her down.
Can I say this line?
Yes, you can.
So it gets to Klaus, and then he's just like, oh, well, now you want my opinion. Get out of the van, Klaus. Welcome back to the van. And then Allison says, what van? Because she wasn't there for that conversation.
She's like, what the hell is this? And then they ask me, the whole family needs to vote. Five's not there. And Klaus also says, Well, if Ben were here, Ben would agree with me.
And Ben just like, said, no, I wouldn't, actually. I mean, he's just like, shut up.
And you see, like, Klaus talking to thin air. It's really funny.
It's very funny. Diego talks to Vanya about how...
Oh, you skipped something. Mom was listening.
Yes, mom was listening.
And she's like, oh, you all seem upset. I'll make cookies. The perfect yeah. 50s, whatever.
Yeah, Diego talks to Vanya about how their mom was created by Reginald, and he says he thinks she evolved from Reginald because he's only in love with himself. So she has evolved Reginald. From what Reginald would, if he created it in his own image, she has evolved from that because he doesn't care about anybody.
Yeah, I don't think that Reginald created it in his own image. I think he created it in the image of what he thought a perfect mother would be.
But they were comparing it.
No, what they're saying is that she's evolved past what she was programmed.
Because he only cared about himself and she cares about them.
Yeah, she has emotions.
Okay, get it. Vanya takes her meds. Flashback to the kids getting ready to go on a mission and mom being helpful and supportive. Like, she extinguishes a fire that Klaus put on, and she's just like, okay, Klaus, just like, oh, boys will be boys. And then, okay. Like, Allison's looking for a mask. She helps get, she's like, oh, it needed a little tender TLC after the last mission. Here you go. Yeah,
Diego doesn't have his knives. And then he starts stuttering.
Yeah.
Sweet. And
we recently are rereading the Bridgerton series. And so this really hits.
Yeah. But she helps him with the stars. Like, she's like, focus on what the words you want.
Visualize the word in your mind. Yeah. And Diego talks to his mom about why she did what she did for them, like in the present timeline. And she says it's because being their mother was the greatest gift of her life. He says it's okay if she hated Reginald, and he would understand if she would want to hurt him. He tries to make her feel something, but she acts brainwashed and looks at her paintings, which was all she wasn't even allowed a room. She would always just sit in front of her paintings.
That's where she would recharge.
Yes.
So that's where the battery charger was. But Diego thinks, and this is a theme that you see with a lot of the kids, but he expresses it most clearly, like, we were all just tools in an experiment, and you're just one of them too. It's okay to be angry about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we we see Five and Dolores, and they are
they see
watch the doctor
do a shady deal.
He puts a bag and exchanged it for an envelope, puts a bag into a car and gets an envelope from whoever's in the car.
Then Cha-Cha and Hazel go to the mansion to find Five, and they break in. They see Five's portrait and they know they're in the right place. Klaus is in the tub trying to drown out the voices of the dead, but he can't, so he puts on headphones.
Poor thing.
Cha-Cha and Hazel wander around the house. Luther is in the same spot as Allison was in the attic, and Allison joins him there while he looks at the moon. They talk about how simple, quiet, and lonely life on the moon was. And what Allison says is, I wish I'd been there with you, and he said, you were. Which is very sweet.
It is very sweet. They have such a connection.
I really, really like Luther and Allison.
Oh, me too.
I think it's very, very sweet.
Me too.
Then Diego comes across Cha-Cha and Hazel in masks in the hall, and he starts to bite them while their mom is unfazed.
She's not even reacting to the sounds, and there's a lot of, because they have automatic weapons, just all this stuff, and she's not even reacting to the noise. And part of her job, and they talked about this, is she was programmed to protect and care for them, and so protection was actually care for them and for Reginald, and the fact that she's not defending or engaging at all is disturbing.
Yeah, and so everyone kind of springs into action except for Klaus. Allison and Luther join the fight. Vanya shows up and gets attacked by Hazel, but Luther defends her. While the family fights, Klaus is unaware and dances around to his music, which is very, very funny.
It is very, very funny. I tried to write down all the music, but they have a lot of music, and it changes, and a lot of it's really good. But So
Diego and Allison fight Cha-Cha, and Diego comes in and is just like, why aren't you rumoring this bitch? And she's just like, oh no, she made me angry.
I want to beat up this woman. Yeah. And so Allison gives Diego, like, Cha-Cha's getting away, and Allison gives Diego a knife. and just like handle it.
Yeah, and so get her.
Yeah,
she says get her.
And then
get
he her, just throws it
and she hits her in the thigh.
Yeah, she's already gone around a wall and is heading up the stairs. And of course, the knife goes all the way around. So we get to see how cool that knife power is.
Yeah, Ben tries to get Klaus's attention but fails. Hazel knocks down Luther. When Allison and Diego get him up, Cha-Cha drops a chandelier on Luther, and he gets up and reveals his hairy ape body his family hasn't seen before.
Yeah.
Diego,
and it's like, oh.
Yeah, the Diego, like Cha-Cha and Hazel are kind of like escaping at this point. And so Diego goes to Mom, who didn't hear the noises and is sewing into her hand instead of embroidery of the moon. Diego shuts Mom down in a sad scene, calling back to his stuttering, which is very sweet.
Right, because she even, you know, her last words to him.
Diego, remember.
Like, because that's what she would say is remember to focus on your word or whatever. Remember. And she just fades out. And
yeah, it's really, very, very sad. Then Diego gets mad at Vanya for being a liability and nearly getting killed. And Allison does agree with him that it's dangerous. Vanya leaves upset. Luther feels ashamed of his ape body. Vanya goes to Leonard's house and she's like, I didn't know where else to go. I'm like, you know,
oh my
this
God,
man.
You have an apartment.
You've also known this man for 2 days.
Not even. I mean, like, okay, you've been around him less than, you know, what, 3 hours?
Sure. Vanya goes, yeah, so that she does that. Hazel and Cha-Cha made it back to the motel. Hazel shows Cha-Cha that he has Klaus in his trunk.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, well, that was, you touch us, like, oh, that's a waste. And it's like, no.
Actually,
we
no.
Got this thing and
we got this guy.
Klaus is all, he's in his towel and he's duct taped. So what were your best parts of this episode? Because that's the end of the episode.
Yeah, Eudora and Diego. I really like their dynamic. Oh, I think it's very cute. Yeah. Like, the whole leather thing is very funny. Allison, in general, I like that she has that existential crisis about her using her power, especially on her child, and her feeling remorse for that. Hazel and Agnes are cute. I think that their flirting is adorable. Klaus, in general, is hilarious in this. Like, get out of the van, Klaus. Welcome back to the van, Klaus. What van? It's very funny. Exactly. The mom and Diego are very cute. Like, that whole dynamic of, like, her helping with his stutter. You would never have guessed it from, like, who he is now. And that just shows how much he worked at it. And the fight is really cool looking. Because the fight choreography in this are just so good.
Yeah, no, it's really excellent. So, I had, let's see. I have Klaus, obviously. I have Luther. I have Allison, 5, Hazel and Agnes, Diego and the detective. I think that Mom is really good in this too. What were your worst parts?
Awkward stuff with Leonard. Like, what the fuck? I made this wooden sculpture of you after knowing you for 2 hours. Like,
yeah,
okay.
That's clearly horseshit too. I mean, because he's supposed to be average as well.
Whatever.
No, he's like, I stayed up all night. It's like, bullshit.
Random stakeout for 5. It just takes up the entire episode, kind of. Like, that's what he's doing all episode, and I kind of wish that he was doing other stuff. I don't know. What he was doing was more interesting. He does get some fun interactions with Luther and Klaus, but otherwise it's kind of boring. Then Diego shutting the mom down is very sad.
Yeah, Diego shutting the mom down is sad. I do think, like, the retrospective with her is kind of nice. And I really hate Vanya's boyfriend. I hate him. I hate him. I hate him. I have more reasons to hate him as the season progresses. Sorry, spoiler. What was your grade for this episode?
B+.
Yeah, I gave it a B+ also. I do want to say this. I recognize that our coverage of these episodes, and actually our episodes covering these, are going to be shorter. And then I think that the
to make up for that 2 hour long Bridgerton episode.
No,
I do
it
apologize.
Really isn't. Well, she should apologize.
I do apologize for that.
But I think it's got more to do with the fact that this show is based on a comic book. So dialogue is not really the thing.
It's action.
It is action, and much of it is visual. It's hard to describe other than saying, wow, that was awesome. How cool.
We try to get as many Klaus lines in as possible because right, it's very
five
funny. Lines,
because five is very, very funny as well. Mm-hmm. But I think it is a show that is so visual and is really well worth
you should definitely watch it.
So please do. All right.
Because our coverage will never be enough. No. All right. Season one, episode four, Man on the Moon. Flashback to Luther pre-ape 7 years ago.
And he's so cute.
I know.
He's so cute.
He has amazing abs. True. he is alone in the house after everyone has left him. He tries to occupy his time biking around the house.
And eating, because he's still eating. he's a very muscular guy.
He's muscular, so, but he's also kind of skinny.
Yeah, but you know, calorie-wise, he's muscle fit. Guys need to eat a lot.
He gets a mission alert, and he tells Reginald to not call him by his number since, like, there is nobody else here. What's the point?
And Reginald's response is, well, you're my number one, so I'm going to call you number one.
And he's like, oh, thanks, Dad. And Luther got gravely injured on the mission. And like, Reginald
died.
Yeah, injects him with a serum that saved his life and made him part ape.
Right, so the serum comes from Pogo, who, as you will recall, is a sentient ape.
Butler.
He's an ape butler. chimpanzee butler, whatever. But the injection you gather is something that is derived from Pogo.
Mm-hmm.
So Luther awakes.
And he's horrified.
He's big and furry, and he's got this ape torso, and he's scared.
Yeah.
Present.
So, Allison is trying to comfort Luther, and
Luther
shows
awakes
him,
Allison, which is rather different.
Huh?
It's rather different to awakening to being an ape, because he's been an ape for a while.
Yeah. She's comforting Luther and shows him the deactivated robot of Mom.
They all think that it is Hazel and Cha-Cha that caused it. They don't know it was Diego.
Yeah. Allison asks what happened, and he tells her what happened to him. And then he shuts her out a little bit. Vanya has to go to rehearsal, but left her meds at home. She's at Leonard's house right now.
They do say it has to do with five, and Luther realizes he's got to find five.
Yes. Vanya at Leonard's house realizes she has to go to rehearsal, but left her meds at home, her refill. And so Leonard and Vanya commiserate about bad dads, blah, 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 blah. They talk about the first chair never being unseated. He asks her out to dinner again, and she says yes. Cha-Cha, which again,
your house.
I know, when I was talking about that last episode, the dinner that never happens, it's this episode, the dinner that never happens. Because again, Allison kind of gets in the way, which good.
She did a good job. Good. She spent the night on the couch, but still.
He asks her out to dinner again. She says yes. Then Cha-Cha is torturing class by strangling him for information about five, and he gets a hard on instead of giving information.
Oh, it's hilarious. He's like, oh, it's
I'm almost there.
I'm almost there. And it's like,
and she's like, what is that?
Pisses them off and creeps.
Because he's still in a towel.
And it's clear that they've kidnapped the wrong guy.
No, he literally tells them, you've kidnapped the wrong guy. No one will notice I'm gone, which is so sad.
It is. And he's like, I'm the person that no one notices. I want to like just roll back a little bit to the thing with Vanya's boyfriend. She's apologizing. And he says to her, you don't have to apologize for existing. You know, I mean, it becomes more and more obvious he knows a bunch about her, including like how
I do like that line though.
It's a good line. I mean, and this is the thing, when you watch it the first time, and of course this is a retrospective, when you watch it the first time, you're thinking, yeah, poor Vanya, he's a good guy, she needs to stick with him, because you're seeing it very much from her perspective.
Mm-hmm.
In retrospect, it's like, hey.
That's a bit manipulative.
Yeah, exactly.
Saying that you have self-worth, but like it's just, but yeah. His other actions are weird.
Now, let's get back to Hazel and Cha-Cha, because they decide to waterboard
They
class.
Completely fail. they don't even cover his mouth.
I
think that's for the sake of the actor.
What he does is he swallows it.
Yeah, exactly. They don't cover his mouth, so the water goes into his mouth.
And you know, they talk about Trinidad. Oh, who can forget Trinidad? Whatever.
Yeah. That will come back. Diego shows up on Eudora's step and talks about the case and how the tow truck guy never had a kid.
He slept on her porch.
Yeah, it's very sad. and how the tow truck guy never had a kid. So obviously, the kid that they're referring to is not is not his kid.
Biological child.
And so he tells her his mom died. He tells her that they came to his house looking for his brother and that his brother's missing. He's talking about five.
Right.
But he has a different brother missing, which is very sad.
The thing. But they're both missing.
They're both technically missing.
And I will point out that she, the detective, picks up on the fact that something's wrong. She's like, something's wrong. And when Diego hears that, you know, he was with a kid that the tow truck driver was with a kid that's not his, he's like, oh,
oops,
five.
Well, also, he said he was going to get coffee. So, like, he said
this coffee. Is their local donut shop, right?
Their local donut shop that they used to sneak out to. Like, yeah, exactly. What? Huh? Anyway, Allison goes to Bonnie's apartment and sees that it's open and attacks Leonard, who is in the apartment. He says,
go, like, Allison, that's the right answer.
Exactly. He says he's there to drop off her keys. Why are you dropping off her keys inside of her own apartment?
Why aren't you dropping them off to her
at rehearsal?
You walked her there. What
yeah,
the
walk in and be like, hey, actually, you forgot your keys at my place. Here you go.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry that happened.
Allison asks, like, why are you inside? Oh, I had to use the restroom. It's like, no.
And then he's like, why are you here? You're not close to Vanya. And it's like, whoa, dude, don't presume anything. I mean, he's right, but come on.
Yeah.
So she takes the keys to take them to Vanya. Five shows up in the doctor's car and threatens the information out of him. The doctor says he makes prosthetics for fake patients and sell them on the black market, and he makes him go to get the list of buyers. Five makes him go to get the list of buyers at the lab. Luther talks to Diego about mom, which he doesn't admit to being involved with. Involved with her, like, shutting down. And they fight about Reginald and him being an ape man. And there's this one line from Diego that says, when you watch one of those nature shows, does it turn you on? It's very funny.
No, it's funny, but
Pogo snaps them out of it.
Pogo's like, no, no. He's the rational one in this. Like, you expect him to be the quote-unquote animal. He's not. He is the rational person in all of this. And he is clearly, like, next level. So he's like, take this nonsense elsewhere. So we've got drugs.
Klaus starts sobering up, and Ben mentions another spirit that he can hear who is in Russia.
There's a babushka who is in, like, physically you can see her, that much like Ben. You can see Ben when you're in the Klaus verse. And so he's like, who's that lady? She's talking in Russian. Something's going on here. And she's clearly talking to you. And you see that Klaus is really struggling because he's
an addict. An addict.
Right. He's an addict for a number of reasons. Obviously, you're hearing voices. People probably have been giving you drugs to try to cope with that as well.
Yeah.
But we also see that Klaus, he starts crying because he's in withdrawal. And there's something about five that I wrote down. I can't remember.
Well, first of all, Hazel and Cha-Cha start going through his drugs and smashing them and eating his weed chocolate. Klaus says five has been looking. He finally gives up some information. Klaus says five has been looking for the owner of a fake eye and staking out the doctor's office, and it had something to do with the end of the world.
And he's in a van.
Yes. And Hazel and Cha-Cha go to the fake eye lab and dance around before setting it on fire. Meanwhile, Luther and Diego search five's van and find notes scribbled into Vanya's book telling them where to find him.
Right. And they also see, and so they leave. And because Diego's like, I know where he is. So
but they don't.
So five tries to, like, get back to the
lab
place, the lab, but it goes off like there's a bomb. Just as five is approaching, Vanya is at rehearsal. And I wanted to note that it's at the Icarus Theater. This becomes, like, a good analogy kind of thing later.
Flying too close to the sun.
Allison is actually outside. When Vanya comes out, Allison's like, look, can we go for a drink?
First of all, she sees a magazine with her ex-husband Patrick and Claire, her daughter, on the cover saying, "We're doing fine." It's heartbreaking. And Vanya runs into her. Allison tells her about the mom. Allison gives her keys and they get a drink. Cha-Cha and Hazel go back to the diner. They talk about
dance and coffee.
They talk about the end of the world. Cha-Cha figures out that Five wants to change the timeline. And then flashback to Klaus as a child being locked in a mausoleum and hearing the voices of the dead.
Which is really horrible. I do want to note that you get a real strong sense that Hazel and Agnes have a connection.
I mentioned that last episode, but yeah, for sure. And now.
Yeah, it's developing. Mm-hmm. But this whole thing with Klaus is like he kind of was basically tortured by Reginald.
Imagine being locked anywhere in the dark and have a lot of people yell at you.
Yeah, and so like we got this flashback. He wakes up and he's like locked in the closet with Ben.
And he's Ben's, so scared.
And he's so scared, and Ben's trying to reassure him.
It's so sweet. I love Klaus and Ben.
They're adorable. And so the room is the hotel room that they are in, that is Hazel and Cha-Cha's room, is being cleaned, and Ben is kind of yelling at Klaus, like, "You're pissing your life away, man. You're taking your greatest gift for granted, all of this stuff." But he's also trying to notify the person who's cleaning the room, like, "Hey, I'm here."
Yeah, but she also finds a screw to the vent where the briefcase was kept, and she just kind of puts it away.
Yeah.
Eudora shows up to the burning building, the burning laboratory.
Because there are clearly no other detectives in this town.
Obviously. And they found, I don't even know where they are, and they found the burnt.
It looks like it might be like New York or Pittsburgh or somewhere like
maybe
that.
Maybe Chicago. I don't know. And they found the burnt ear of Cha-Cha's mask. She sees Five's van with "Your brother says hi" spelled out on the windshield and a brochure for the motel. Not many clues left there. And like she knows that Diego is looking
like
for
a match book for the hotel.
Whatever. And she knows that Diego's looking for his brother. And so it's kind of like, okay, well, I'm going to go find his brother.
Right.
You have everything spelled out for you. Diego mentions he wanted to grow up after the academy.
Right.
And like grow into like an actual man.
Luther and Diego have a discussion. They're in the library looking for Five because this is where Diego thinks that Five will be. And Luther is like, "Look, I left at 17 because I grew up. I wasn't abandoning you. But you, I mean, hell, have you even like been with a woman?" And Luther's like, "What do you mean? What do you mean with a woman?" And he's like, "Maybe you are asking every question but the right question. You're asking why did everyone leave? The question is why did you stay?"
And he
it's because you couldn't let go of the way things were. Used to be. And then Diego points out, it's like, "Our father's dead, our mother's dead, we are orphans."
But then again,
because they hear people talking about, that guy needs to get out of here. Five is asleep with Dolores because he's drunk.
Yeah, he's passed out. Allison then talks about how Leonard could be a creep, and Vanya says she still likes him.
This is all they're having drinks. This is actually really kind of nice, and it's very relatable that they're sitting there having a drink and talking about life.
Allison talks about, she talks to her about Leonard, and then Vanya changes the subject to how Allison and Luther were so close and that when they were young, but never said anything about what they actually were. Mm-hmm. And she was just like, "Well, we did." And Allison was like, "Oh, I didn't think anybody else knew." And she's like, "Oh, yeah, we all knew, but like, it's okay."
So the room, we go back to the hotel room. The room is cleaned when Hazel and Cha-Cha get back. But Klaus is still there. They ungag him. And he says, "Oh, you're even scarier without your masks on."
So funny.
They ask him, "Is your brother here now?" And they're talking about timeline wise because they travel in time, obviously. Mm-hmm. They're talking about, "Is your brother here now?" He's like, "Well, there are a lot of ways you can say that. And Ben's there." And
Ben's
like,
technically
here.
But there's also a quick flashback back to Klaus being locked in a mausoleum for hours and Reginald coming in and says, "Until you get rid of your fear of the dead, you're staying in this fucking mausoleum for another 3 hours."
It's
like,
horrible.
What?
And he's so terrified.
I would hate being locked in a fucking mausoleum.
Period. So the babushka has been like talking to Klaus in Russian.
Starts yelling at Cha-Cha.
Right. And so the detective then shows up at the check-in for the motel. And she's like, "Hey, I want to look around your motel." And the guy behind the desk is kind of like, "No, you need a warrant. Come back with a warrant," which is like one of those jokes that we actually have on a doormat. So the detective then calls the gym where Diego lives and works, gives the address where she is, and leaves a message like, "Hey, let Diego know as soon as he gets there.
I found his brother, yeah, and I need backup." Luther, Five, and Diego talk about somewhere they'd be safe, like taking Five. Mm-hmm. Five knows Hazel and Cha-Cha are after him. And then that's basically that.
And Five is going through puberty twice. It's funny. I think it's hilarious.
Ben talks to Klaus about how the Russian woman is one of Cha-Cha's victims and gets her name. And Klaus starts describing her to Cha-Cha and Hazel and how she's pissed at them. That just to like get a rise out of them.
Yeah. And so one of the things that Hazel and Cha-Cha talk about is the apocalypse is coming. Like, we don't have a whole lot of time with this shit. But this dead woman is clearly one of their victims. Her name is Zoya Popova. And Klaus starts asking about her by name, and they're kind of like, ugh. Then we have Allison and Vanya at Vanya's apartment. They realize there's some weird shit going on.
There's flowers waiting for her. Which is weird,
but it's in the bedroom.
It's in the bedroom. Like anywhere else. I would put them on like the kitchen counter.
Yeah, like some marble place.
Vanya calls to thank him and ask him for breakfast the next day. Mm-hmm. Leonard dumps out Vanya's refill meds into his sink.
Because he's a creep.
He's a creep. Yeah. And the entire time Allison is like rolling her eyes at like her thanking him because it's kind of like, oh, fuck that. He's absolutely a creep.
He's great.
Then Klaus talks to all of Cha-Cha and Hazel's victims. They are freaked out by him knowing anything about their victims because they don't know his powers. He starts naming their victims and their situations. One of the victims is thankful to Hazel for sparing his wife's life, which Cha-Cha didn't know about.
And Cha-Cha is pissed. And so then she's like, "We need to go in the bathroom and discuss this." So Ben's really impressed. Well,
There are also other instances where he could have let other people go because she wasn't with them the entire time. Mm-hmm. She wasn't with Hazel the entire time. Klaus scoots to the door to make noise while Eudora is searching. He bangs his head on the table and gets Eudora's attention. Oh. In classic Klaus fashion. Eudora gets the keys from the the maid, and I wrote down nurse. I don't know why. And frees Klaus. Klaus escapes through the vent while Eudora holds up Hazel.
He pushes out with the briefcase. Going through that air vent, because as Eudora comes in, Hazel kind of comes out of the bathroom, and you know she's like, "Oh, you know, put your hands up," and then Cha-Cha shoots her.
Yeah, because she somehow got to the other side. I guess climbed out a window.
They
somehow
had a back door, I think. But
I guess. Anyway, Diego, Luther and Diego put Five to bed at, first of all, sorry, Klaus goes on the bus and opens the briefcase and gets teleported away.
Yeah, it's like, holy shit.
Probably to another time. It's a time machine.
It's so funny because Klaus has, again, he's still only got a towel on. He's on the bus. And there's this like older woman who's like eyeing him. And he's like, "Yeah, you want to take a look at this?" Yeah. And then he opens up the briefcase and disappears. And she's looking at him like, whoa.
Luther and Diego put Five to bed at Diego's place. Diego is told about Eudora's message. They realize that Klaus is missing.
Oh, it's so sad.
Diego finds Eudora's body and is upset. The cops show up and Diego is forced to leave before they show up and suspect him.
Right. One of the songs they're playing is "This Is Love," and it's just so sad.
Diego finds stuff from the diner in the room and takes it and leaves.
And one of the things I noted about this is Diego at this point has no one that he loves left in his life.
Yeah, he got he deactivated mom.
He doesn't, you know, his dad had whatever.
He's isolated himself from the rest of the group.
Right.
Because he's a dick.
And Eudora, who he loves, is gone.
Yeah.
And so he's truly alone, and it's so sad. And I really respect his passion. Mm-hmm. Diego does see the donut receipt and he takes it before the police arrive.
Yeah, I mentioned that.
Okay.
Best part. Luther's abs.
forgot that.
Klaus is very.
Oh, it's got Klaus. Oh my God.
It's so interesting seeing his backstory and how sad that is. Oh God, that's so depressing.
Yeah.
And Allison for being a real sister and being like, okay, come on, he's a fucking creep, and yeah, like sticking up for her in general, and also beating the shit out of Leonard for a second. Diego and Luther, I love their like little rivalry, because like when they were going to search Five's van, they kind of are competitive about who's getting in first, and he's like, I'm number one, and he's like, whatever. And then Five is very funny being drunk, and the sibling dynamics in general, I really like how they split people up in this episode, because you get to see them all kind of in pairs. You get to see Diego and Luther plus Five at some points. Then you get to see a little bit of Ben and Klaus's relationship a little bit more, and obviously Allison and Vanya, which, and I think at this point Allison realizes how much they isolated Vanya and how awful that is, and she wants to make up for it, and she wants to look out for her in general.
Yeah.
And she wants her to spread her wings in a way, but she doesn't want her to do it with this fucking creep.
Well, she doesn't want to spread her wings. I guess the thing about the rest of the siblings, and y'all, you know, there's definitely relationships like that in real life too, where you feel like one of your siblings is a little too innocent, and it's like, okay, I don't want you to lose your innocence in a really, really bad way.
Yeah.
We all have to lose it a little bit. You're an adult, sure. But I don't want you to be so taken advantage of because you're innocent. And so I feel like that is very true, that kind of protectiveness that Allison's showing with Vanya. I really like some of my best parts. What I wrote down was Diego and Allison, because again, I think this is a very good episode for both of them. But Klaus, and you're right, I'm underestimating him, but the Klaus and Ben dynamic is fantastic.
Ben talking through it.
Yeah, and I really love the sibling dynamics in here too. And that was an excellent point that you made. I feel like there is so much to be learned from these relationships. You know, it's a comic book show. It's an action show. It's a lot of fun, but it's really, really well done.
It's grounded.
It is. It's very grounded. And it's very real on some level. So what were your worst parts?
Weird stuff with Vanya and Leonard. Klaus torture. Reginald locking Klaus in a mausoleum. Yeah. Leonard in general is a fucking creep, and he shouldn't have stolen Vanya's meds. Eudora getting shot, and them forgetting about Klaus.
Yeah.
It's very sad.
Anything involving Klaus, I think, is it's very Klaus centered in some way. Vanya's boyfriend. Oh my god, he's just the fucking worst. And I totally agree. I remember when we watched this the first time, the whole time, I'm like, no. And you're kind of like, oh, but he's nice. I'm like, no. I have a very suspicious person. It has served me well in other contexts, but
I was just proud of Vanya for having a moment.
I'm proud of her for like getting out in the world. Like, I'd be proud of you getting out in the world. But at the same time, it's kind of like you've got to be a little cynical when you engage with other people. And I think that cynicism is lacking with Vanya. I mean, she's very cynical about her family, but not cynical about other people. And I think that that's always a concern, right? Mm. Like, I've seen that with other families, particularly my own immediate family. There's a lot of cynicism within rather than like cynicism that's directed outward. And so I feel like it's an interesting thing. I hate Vanya's boyfriend. Reginald locking Klaus in the fucking mausoleum. I understand this is part of the training, because that is his gift, is to talk to the dead.
Which is such a shame. Why did that have to
right,
be his gift?
Right. And so that in itself is extremely, it's a difficult gift with which to live. But we find out later that he has additional skills that we did not know about.
Yeah.
And that won't be till next season, so sorry.
You'll find out a little bit in this later this season.
But it is a really interesting thing that, you know, you've got these people who've grown up with superpowers, who think they know themselves and they're very self-confident, and of course Vanya, who doesn't, she's not self-confident, but they still have things to learn. And I really like that, is like, no matter how gifted you are, that doesn't mean you know everything about yourself. You're not just your gift.
Yeah.
And I like that about the show. So what was your grief in this episode?
B.
I gave it a B also. Which, you know, it's interesting that we're having like kind of identical scores for this, but
it just kind of happens that way.
Sometimes it does. Sometimes obviously it doesn't. But I think that right now we're still in a really good phase with this
Oh,
show.
sure.
We're going to get to a point probably where we disagree, but it might not be till next season. In
Yeah,
any
possibly.
case, we are really looking forward to sharing the rest of this show with you. We hope that you join us and cheers.
Cheers.